everyone. My name is Becky, and along with my husband Marcus, I serve the village as pastor. Tonight for Vespers, what you need is a white booklet that says Mountain Vespers by Kent Gustafson. And just a little word of orientation, whenever you come into the worship space, there are two tables, one at that corner and one at that corner. There will always be whatever you need for worship sitting on a stand. So even though there are going to be hymnals there all week, doesn't necessarily mean you'll need a hymnal. If you need a hymnal, it'll be sitting on the stand. So that's what you will need to know when you come in for worship. This service is a fast-paced, fun bluegrass service that we do most every Saturday night. And when we come to the Magnificat, which is on the second to the last page, we'll sing it kind of as it's written with, we'll start with the refrain, we go right into verse 1, right into verse 2, right into verse 3, so we're not taking those repeats back to the refrain. But after we get to verse 3, after we sing that, we will go back and then sing verse 4. If you are not going to remember that, do not fear. Our band will lead us. And we'll stand for the Magnificat. This is the song of Mary, and Mary was young and lowly and poor. And when she got pregnant without being married, she was a prime candidate for tossing by the wayside. And we, the church, stand for those who are cast by the wayside. So that's Vespers tonight. After a deep breath, we will begin.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can practice God in precious love.
From the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is the Son of Man that God the Father has sealed." Then they said to Jesus, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom God has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
A reflection on the gospel from 14th century mystic Catherine of Siena. "Eternal goodness, I shall contemplate myself in you. By this light, I shall come to know that you, eternal Trinity, are table and food and waiter for us. You, eternal Father, are the table that offers us as food, the Lamb, your only begotten Son. He is the most exquisite of foods for us, both in his teaching, which nourishes us in your will, and in the sacrament that we receive in Holy Communion, which feeds and strengthens us while we are pilgrim travelers in this life. And the Holy Spirit is indeed a waiter for us, who serves us this teaching by enlightening our mind's eye with it. and inspiring us to follow it, and who serves us charity for our neighbors and the salvation of the whole world for the Father's honor.
Let us reflect your light, O God, as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
Carry us through this night into the promise of morning. Please stand.
My soul proclaims your greatness above us. My spirit rejoices in you, my Savior. For you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, O God, have done great things, and holy is your name. Let us pray to our God.
For us pray together the words Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
The kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
God, source of wisdom and wonder, wrap us in your blanket of love and give us the strength and courage to carry on with our journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go in peace with the hope, courage, and love of God's new creation.
Thanks be to God.